Bones of the Hills by Con Iggulden, read by Rupert Farley. Prologue. The fire roared at the centre of the circle. Shadows flickered around it as dark figures leapt and danced with swords. Their robes swirled as they howled over other voices raised in ululating song. Men sat with stringed instruments across their knees, plucking out tunes and rhythms while they stamped their feet. At the edges of the fire, a line of Mongol warriors knelt, bare-chested with their hands bound behind them. As one, they showed the cold face to their triumphant captors. Their officer, Kirkask, had been beaten savagely in the battle. Blood caked his mouth and his right eye was swollen shut. He had known worse. Kirkask was proud of the way the others refused to show fear. He watched the dark-skinned desert warriors shouting and chanting to the stars, waving curved blades marked with the blood of men he had known. They were a strange breed, Kirkask thought, these men who wore their heads bound in many thicknesses of cloth and loose tunics over wide-legged trousers. Most were bearded, so that their mouths were just a red slash in black bristles. As a group, they were taller and more heavily muscled than the largest of the Mongol warriors. They reeked of strange spices, and many of the men chewed at dark roots, spitting brown clots on the ground at their feet. Kirkask hid his distaste for them as they jerked and yelped and danced, building themselves into a frenzy.